Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, January 10th, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court bars puja rituals in Sambhal Jama Masjid, Kuwan. Purvanchali debate heats up Delhi election campaign. Andhra Pradesh to compensate for lives lost at Tirumala Temple stampede. And a new study estimates horrifyingly high death toll in Gaza amid Israel-Palestine war. First up, the Supreme Court of India has halted the municipal department's notice regarding puja at a well or kuwa around Sambhal's Jama Masjid and issued a notice to UP government, Live Law reported. The matter arose when the municipal corporation permitted puja rituals on the well or kuwa, to which the Muslim side had objected. After today's order, the puja activities have to effectively stop around the area. The decision regarding the well by bench of Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar was announced after hearing a petition by Sambhal Shahi Jama Masjid Committee, which had challenged a trial court's order which had ordered a survey of the mosque in a separate suit, which claimed that a Mughal-era structure was built after destroying an ancient temple. Notably, the Supreme Court had halted the survey proceeding as well during an earlier hearing on the same matter. During this hearing, the petitioner side raised the issue of a municipal department notice claiming a well or kuwa of the masjid to be a temple. The CJI objected at first and questioned what was the harm of a public well being used by the public. The petitioners responded in a quote, "Now what they say is, in the notice, it is called Hari Mandir. Now they will start using it for puja, bathing, etc." Unquote. The petition submitted adding that the well was being used for the purposes of the mosque already. After the municipal notice, the mosque committee lodged an application regarding the well. There were posters around the area announcing the well to be a part of Hari Mandir. Today, the plaintiff side submitted that the well was outside the mosque and cannot be a subject matter of the special leave petition, which is against the order passed by the trial court. However, the petitioners say that the well was half inside and half outside the mosque premises, complicating matters further. Ultimately, CJI said that the court was keeping a close watch so that peace and harmony could be maintained and ordered the area to be closely monitored using CCTV cameras and barred any puja activities from taking there. The bench, while issuing a notice on the interim application filed by the mosque committee, ordered that the notice issued by Nagarpalika should not be given any effect. However, it should be specified only the Masjid Kuwan shall be barred from puja activities. The other wells in the area can function as usual. The UP government has to submit a report regarding the same, and the court will hear the matter next on February 21st. The Purvanchal factor is heating up the race to claim the national capital as Aam Aadmi Party and BJP are exchanging heated allegations about people from UP and Bihar. After Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal's farzi Purvanchali vote bank charge, as well as electoral charges against BJP, the Saffron Party has unleashed a string of attacks against the former Delhi Chief Minister and his party. First, we go into the Purvanchal factor. Mr. Kejriwal's remark that the BJP was bringing people from Bihar and UP to create fake votes sparked protests earlier in the day after the BJP accused him of insulting those from the Purvanchal. Purvanchal is the area generally referred to as Eastern UP and Bihar. Several BJP members protested outside the former CM's house. BJP MP Manoj Tiwari told the media, and I quote, "There are multiple examples of showing how Aam Aadmi Party and Arvind Kejriwal hate people of UP and Bihar. Today, once again, Arvind Kejriwal has called the people of UP and Bihar farzi. He said that people in UP and Bihar are coming to Delhi and getting fake voter ID cards made." Unquote. He also drew attention to past controversies, especially the handling of migrant workers during COVID-19 crisis. However, responding to the allegations, the Aam Aadmi Party chief said only the Aam Aadmi Party has given life of dignity to Purvanchali voters. Quote, "I had gone to the Election Commission to highlight that under the garb of Rohingya and Bangladeshis, they are deleting name of Purvanchali voters. But, in turn, they are levelling baseless charges against me. If there is a party that has respected and given life of dignity to people from Purvanchal in Delhi, it is the Aam Aadmi Party," unquote. Kejriwal said today. Continuing his tirade against the Bharatiya Janata Party, he said BJP has not done enough for the Purvanchalis living in Delhi. The significance of Purvanchali voters living mostly in unauthorized colonies in Delhi can be gauged from the fact that even the Prime Minister had referred to their issues during his recent election rally. PM Modi said that while the central government was holding camps to give ownership rights to residents of unauthorized colonies, Aam Aadmi Party had failed to provide even basic services like roads and water in these areas. About 42% of Delhi's 1.55 crore voters are Purvanchalis or migrants from Uttar Pradesh and Bihar, and their votes influence the result in almost half of City 70 election assembly constituencies. Key seats with Purvanchali voters include Burari, Lakshminagar, Dwarka, etc. Coming to the electoral roll charges. The Election Commission yesterday ordered a probe by its chief electoral officer in Delhi after a delegation led by Chief Minister Ateshi filed a complaint against Mr. Parvesh Verma, who is contesting against Arvind Kejriwal from the New Delhi seat. Hitting back on Friday, Mr. Verma said he was open to any investigation and that his only aim is to defeat Mr. Kejriwal. Quote, "The Aam Aadmi Party did nothing in 11 years. They didn't even listen to the people's perils. AAP did not give jobs in the last 11 years. They are scared of losing," unquote. Aam Aadmi Party also alleged the BJP is openly violating model code of conduct as Parvesh Verma has reportedly advertised for jobs for people, campaigning for votes for BJP in a newspaper advertisement. The model code of conduct, which came into effect after the Election Commission announced the election dates, prohibits offerings such as these. The real death toll in Gaza resulting from Israel's war on Palestine could be far greater than previously calculated, a Lancet report has claimed. The research report published in the Lancet Medical Journal claims that the death toll in Gaza during the first 9 months of the Israel-Hamas war was around 40% higher than recorded by the Palestinian Health Ministry. The report is likely to rattle a lot of political debate, as Israel already disbelieves the current accepted death count of nearly 40,000, and the new peer-reviewed study used data from the ministry, an online survey, and social media obituaries to estimate that there are between 55,298 to 78,525 deaths from traumatic injuries in Gaza by that time. The death count, however, is just for the ongoing escalated conflict since October 7, 2023. The war between the two countries goes back decades, all the way to 1948, when Israel was established as a country on the border of Palestine. However, after an attack on a music festival in Israel by Palestinian group Hamas on October 7, 2023, Israel retaliated with brute force, killing thousands, displacing millions, and reducing once vibrant cities of Gaza to rubble and ashes. Up to June 30th last year, the health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza reported a death toll of 37,877 in the war. Israel, meanwhile, reported around 1,200 deaths in the music festival on October 7th, which were largely civilians and some former military youth. Mostly all the casualties since then on the Israeli side have been soldiers involved in military action and actively fighting. Gazans, meanwhile, have mostly been women and children and other civilians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, as bombs rain down on residences, hospitals, mosques and schools. According to AFP, the study's best death toll estimate was 64,260, which would mean the health ministry had underreported the number of deaths to that point by 41%. The death toll represented 2.9% of Gaza's pre-war population, or approximately one in every 35 inhabitants, the study said. The UK-led group of researchers estimated that 59% of the deaths were women, children, and the elderly, confirming Gaza Health Ministry's claims. The toll was only for deaths from traumatic injuries, so did not include deaths from lack of healthcare or food, or the thousands of missing believed to be buried under rubble, as a direct result of the Israeli ground action. In the aftermath of the tragic stampede at Tirupati Balaji Temple, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu on Thursday announced an ex gratia amount of Rs 25 lakh for the families of the deceased, along with providing contract jobs. The injured will also be granted special darshan on Friday at the temple. The announcement came after CM Naidu visited the site of the stampede, which took place on January 8th and resulted in the loss of 6 lives, with nearly 40 people sustaining injuries. Speaking about the incident, Mr. Naidu assured a judicial inquiry would be ordered to conduct a thorough investigation and provide a detailed report. Quote, "Judicial inquiry will be ordered into the incident to submit detailed report." Two officials, Goshala Director Arunath Reddy and one police personnel, have been suspended. SP AEO Gautani and one more person are being transferred, he added. Mr. Naidu further acknowledged that the security management for crowd management had failed. Quote, "I'm not blaming anyone. I've been in politics for the last 45 years. Security was deployed, but more precautions should have been taken. The officials who were deployed failed. If they had released them half an hour or 1 hour prior, this wouldn't have happened. Better coordination is required," the Chief Minister said. Meanwhile, YSRCP Chief and former Chief Minister and arch rival of CM Naidu, YS Jagan Mohan Reddy, visited Tirupati to meet with the victims and offer support. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin also expressed his condolences and announced financial assistance of Rs 2 lakh to the families of the victim who died in the stampede. It was reported yesterday that the cause of the massive stampede resulting in such tragedy was an untimely open gate, when hundreds of devotees had gathered to wait for special tokens for a free darshan. One of the gates were opened at one of the counters to assist an ailing woman who was feeling unwell, and the crowd pushed in, and then the tragedy occurred. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.